Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Thursday, June 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where a proposed anti-conversion bill is gaining momentum. The bill will go before Parliament in 2 weeks. The current constitution supposedly allows citizens to worship, observe, and practice a religion of their choice, but that could also change. Open Doors, Jerry Dykstra.
Unfortunately, there's also a plan to introduce 3 other bills that would have a similar effect, restricting religious conversions and establishing an independent Buddhist court system controlled by the Buddhist monks. So we're seeing that the Christians are going to suffer more.
Meanwhile, as millions of people around the world mourn the passing of former President Ronald Reagan, mission groups are thanking God for using him to open doors for evangelism. Buckner Orphan Care International is one such group. Buckner's Amy Norton says they've been tremendously impacted by Reagan's policies.
And that, you know, the open door with Russia, that he really paved the way there with Russia for adoptions of those children. Thousands and thousands of children who are now in families in the U.S., and in our case, in wonderful Christian families, have truly had their lives changed and have Ronald Reagan to thank for that.
And Southern Baptists are celebrating an historic event. Denominational churches contributed more than $136 million to the International Mission Board Special Missions Offering. That's $12 million more than the previous year, the largest increase in the offering's 115-year history. This will allow the IMB to help fund even more missions outreach around the world, where last year they reached out to 192 new people groups with the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.